It costs a lot of money to take a product global. It costs even more if you have to recall it because of cultural blunders. Take Microsoft, for example. The company had to rewrite one of its programs for India when it forgot to include Kashmir on a map. How can companies avoid geopolitical gaffes? It's possible. Take the board game industry, for example. The world has embraced some of America's most popular board games, Scrabble, Monopoly, Trivial Pursuit. A board game called Cranium is a relative newcomer, just 6 years old. But Cranium Company co-founder Richard Tate is on a crusade to take his products global.
Whether you're an 8-year-old kid in America or you're an 8-year-old kid in Finland, putting on decoder goggles and solving clues is just fun.
Cranium games are already available in such far-flung places as Finland, Great Britain, and Spain. Mr. Tate's formula for global success is to create games that are as local as possible.
I know personally, being Scottish and looking at the British game, when you're sculpting beans on toast, or where you're impersonating Sean Connery, or you're getting to hum, if you're celebrating Tom Jones, that's a great British moment. And I know that in playing those games, people are going to have a different response and have even more fun.
And generate more profits for Cranium, says Mr. Tate's business partner, Whit Alexander.
The market potential is phenomenal. We've gone from a situation at Cranium a year and a half ago, where international was maybe 10% of our business, to where this year it's going to be probably more than 20% of our business overall. So you've got to do it. You're just leaving money on the table if you don't.
Cranium is not the only game company to realize this. Trivial Pursuit is available in 17 languages, Monopoly 26. In fact, localization has been going on for much longer than most of us realize, says Ulrich Haines with the Madison, Wisconsin-based Localization Institute.
I wouldn't be surprised if back in the days of the Silk Route that Chinese traders came back from Europe and said, well, if you could just make this garment in a deeper shade of purple, we could sell a lot more in Italy, which is in essence what localization is about.
Mr. Haines says the modern-day field of localization took off in the 1980s with the software industry. Companies like Microsoft and Lotus translated screens and user manuals in dozens of languages, including Arabic and Chinese. But Mr. Haines says the early efforts were ugly, like building a house without thinking about the plumbing.
And you have to go in and tear up the walls, tear up the floors, and reinstall plumbing. A very, very messy, very, very costly, very lengthy exercise that often was not completely satisfactory when everything was done.
For Microsoft, oversight and ignorance on geopolitical issues has cost the company hundreds of millions of dollars. Hard lessons that Cranium's Whit Alexander learned firsthand.
I actually started the geography product unit at Microsoft and did the maps for the first version of the Encarta Encyclopedia. So, yeah, I've got a few scars and war stories from those days. Kurdistan definitely comes to mind as one of them.
Microsoft sales representatives in Turkey were arrested when authorities there learned an Encarta map referred to Kurdistan, a violation of Turkish law. At Cranium, Mr. Alexander avoids maps wherever possible. International product manager Adam Tratt says the company minimizes gaffes through extensive real-world testing.
We have this very rigorous editorial process where we develop questions and we check them with third-party editors and then we play them with real customers.
Like, oh, you're quick enough on a red bin!
And we make sure they're laughing really, really hard. And then we adjust bugs and we fix any issues that come up and we test it again.
The first one would be vroom vroom back.
Make sure people are still having really big laughs. That's how you do it.
It's a process that can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. But more toy companies are deciding that localizing their products is worth it today because they can market them at low cost through multinational retail chains like Toys R Us and Walmart. Cranium distributes its games in a dozen languages in 20 countries, mostly in Europe. Asia is likely to be the next frontier. I'm Kathy Duchamp in Seattle.